Welcome to the Microgreens World Podcast.
Ever thought about like turning your love for fresh, healthy food into a real business? We're diving into the world of microgreens today.
Yeah.
Those nutrient-packed superstars you're seeing more and more, you know, at the restaurants and the grocery store.
Yeah, they're everywhere now. It's amazing.
It really is. And we've got some excerpts from a guide on actually crafting microgreen business plans.
Okay.
And let me tell you, it's got some real gems in there.
Yeah.
First things first, it really emphasizes having a solid plan.
Right.
Which might seem obvious.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised how many people skip this step.
Totally. It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of growing something kind of unique, you know? But it's just like, you wouldn't set off on a cross-country road trip without a map, right?
Right.
You need a business plan to guide your journey.
I love that analogy. Now, our guide mentions two key planning tools.
Yeah.
The traditional business plan, which we've all heard of, in something called a business model canvas.
Yes.
Personally, I'm all for a good plan, but what's the difference?
So think of the traditional business plan as that super detailed roadmap, which is great for when you're a little bit farther along. The business model canvas, or BMC, is more like a quick sketch.
Okay.
It just helps you get the core elements of your business model down on just one page.
So less intimidating when you're just starting out.
Exactly. It's like dipping your toes in the water before you dive into the deep end.
I like it. So the BMC is perfect for testing the waters with your microgreens idea before you invest a ton of time in a full-blown business plan. And speaking of testing the waters, the guide really stresses the importance of product market fit. Basically, will people actually want to buy your microgreens?
Yeah.
It seems like common sense, but is that something that trips up a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs?
You know, more often than you'd think.
Really?
It's really easy to assume that because you love microgreens, everyone else will too.
Right.
But before you invest your time and money, you need to validate that assumption.
So for our listener who's, you know, at home thinking about starting a microgreen business, what does that validation process even look like? How do they figure out this whole product market fit thing?
It all starts with asking the right questions.
Okay.
What types of microgreens are in demand in your area?
Right.
Are people looking for just, you know, the basic varieties, or are they looking for those really gourmet blends? How much are they willing to pay? And is the market already saturated with other growers, or is there room for you to jump in?
So you need to really understand your potential customers and the local market.
Yes.
Before you even start planting those seeds.
100%.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting. The guide quotes Steve Blank, a really well-known entrepreneur from Stanford.
Oh, yeah.
Who says that a microgreen startup isn't actually a business yet.
Inch.
He calls it a temporary organization.
Okay.
I've got to admit, that sounds a bit harsh.
It does.
Why would he say that?
I don't think it's meant to be harsh. I think it's meant to be realistic.
Yeah.
You know, that quote really highlights how experimental startups are, right? You're essentially testing a hypothesis. Can I turn my passion for microgreens into a viable business?
That's a good way to put it. I never thought of it that way. So it's about approaching this initial phase with a sense of curiosity and a willingness to experiment.
Exactly. The goal at this stage isn't to have all the answers.
Right.
It's to gather as much data as you can, learn and iterate until you find a business model that really works. And that's where the business model canvas really shines, because it gives you that flexibility.
Because it's just a one-pager.
Exactly. But it helps you define those 9 key elements of your business.
Oh, wow. So it's concise, but it's comprehensive.
Exactly. Things like your customer segments, your value propositions, your channels, customer relationships, revenue streams, key activities.
Okay, so it really makes you think about all the different aspects.
All the moving pieces.
Yeah.
Your key resources, key partnerships, and your cost structure.
That's quite a mouthful, but it sounds like a valuable exercise for anyone starting out, really. Not just in a microgreens world.
100%, yeah. It just helps you get crystal clear on your vision and how all those pieces work together.
So to sum it all up for our listeners who are just starting to explore this whole microgreen business idea, don't get bogged down writing a 30-page business plan on day one.
Please don't.
Focus on validating your idea and understanding your market.
Yes.
Use that business model canvas as your roadmap and be prepared to adjust your route as you go.
Love it.
Okay, so let's say you've been diligently working on that business model canvas, testing out your assumptions in the real world, and things are looking, you know, pretty promising. What are some of the specific things that a full business plan would need to cover for a microgreens venture? You know, once you're ready to really dive into the details.
Yeah, totally. This is where you like really go from that initial sketch, that BMC, to that super detailed roadmap we were talking about.
Love it.
You validated the core idea. Now it's about building a sustainable business around it.
Right.
And our guide goes into several specifics that are really crucial for microgreens. And it all starts with market demand.
Okay.
We touched on this earlier a bit, yeah. But now it's about going like way deeper than just, you know, surface level interest.
Right. So not just knowing that people like think microgreens are cool, but actually understanding the real buying behavior in their area.
100%. Yeah. So your business plan needs to analyze like your potential customer base.
Okay. How many restaurants in your area, for example, are actively seeking out, you know, locally sourced produce?
Right.
Are there juice bars or health food stores that might be open to incorporating microgreens into their menus or their products?
Yeah, that makes sense.
This research could involve like actually visiting farmers markets, you know, getting out there, talking to potential buyers, really getting a feel for the competitive landscape.
So it sounds like good old fashioned shoe leather research is still essential, even in our digital age.
Totally. It gives you a real sense of what's already out there, you know, what the demand is really like and where the opportunities might be.
Right.
And speaking of opportunities, that brings us to another critical element, startup costs.
Because those tiny greens can actually require some significant upfront investment, right?
Yes. It's not just about seeds and soil.
You got it. Our guide goes into a lot of detail about the equipment that you might need, you know, from specialized lighting systems, which are obviously essential if you're growing indoors,
right,
to potentially a greenhouse setup if you're thinking about larger scale production down the line.
Yeah.
And don't forget about all those like essential but maybe less glamorous things,
got
like
it,
your irrigation systems, your trays, your growing mediums, even just like packaging.
It all adds up.
It really does. It's about having a realistic picture of everything you need to actually get your operation up and running.
And those costs can add up really quickly if you're not careful.
Oh, for sure.
It's easy to get caught up in the, you know, the excitement of a new venture and underestimate the financial side.
It's such a common pitfall. And that's why, again, this level of detail in your business plan is so, so crucial.
You're right.
You don't want to be caught off guard later down the line when you're, you know, knee deep in microgreens.
Exactly. So you've got your costs figured out. At least you've got a handle on them. And now you can start thinking about pricing.
Right.
Which is always the million-dollar question for any business.
It really is.
How do you find that sweet spot?
Yeah.
Where you're, one, making a profit, but two, you're not, you know, pricing yourself out of the market.
Exactly. It's all about balance. And our guide really emphasizes understanding your production costs, mm-hmm. which means factoring in, you know, things like labor, how much time are you spending on this?
Right. Your time is valuable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Packaging, delivery, if that's part of your model.
Right.
You want to make sure that you're compensated for your time and effort while also offering a price that, you know, your target customer is actually willing to pay.
Right. It's got to make sense for both sides.
Exactly. And then, of course, we can't forget about marketing.
Right.
Which, let's be real, can make or break any business.
Oh, absolutely.
But especially in a niche market like microgreens,
yeah,
you've really got to find your people. You've got to convince them that your piney greens are the best.
Right. You're not just selling like a product at that point.
Right.
You're selling an experience.
Totally.
You're selling a story.
Yeah.
And you need to capture people's imaginations.
I love that. I love that way of putting it. It's about like connecting with people on an emotional level, making them feel something when they see your brand. And ultimately, choosing your microgreens over all those other options out there.
And that brings us to, like, the marketing section of our guide.
Okay.
Which even mentions a book called The One-Page Marketing Plan.
Oh, I love that.
Which, as you know, I'm all about.
Yes.
Concise and actionable. That's my marketing mantra.
I love it.
So what are some of the key takeaways that the guide highlights about specifically marketing a microgreens business?
Yeah.
So you've got these gorgeous microgreens. You've got your marketing plan. But how do you actually get them in front of those customers? What does our guide recommend?
It really emphasizes that you can't just like rely on people stumbling upon your microgreens, you know,
right, right.
Especially in today's world. You need to be proactive. Think about it. How can you visually showcase those beautiful, delicate greens?
Mm-hmm.
Social media is your friend here.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine those vibrant colors popping on Instagram.
Oh, I can see it now. those like perfectly lined up trays of microgreens, you know, maybe even a chef using them as a garnish or something.
Exactly. It's like you can practically taste the freshness through the screen. But, you know, social media is just one piece of the puzzle. The guide also talks about partnering with local businesses like restaurants, chefs,
right,
even wellness practitioners, you know.
That makes sense. It's about those like strategic alliances that can help you really reach your target market.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of really exciting ground here.
We have.
From, you know, the nitty-gritty of business plans to those, like, creative marketing strategies.
Yeah.
But let's get real for a second. Our guide doesn't shy away from some of the challenges of this business either, does it?
No, it definitely keeps it real. I mean, it's not all sunshine and sprouts, right?
Right.
One of the biggest hurdles, especially as you start to scale, is going to be competition.
Oh, of course.
You've really got to know your competition inside and out.
Right.
How crowded is the market in your area?
Yeah.
Are you going to be the new kid on the block, or are there already like 5 other microgreen vendors at your local farmer's market?
Right. And then it's going to be that much harder to stand out.
Exactly. So you need to figure out what makes your microgreens different. What's your unique selling proposition? You know,
right.
Are you specializing in really like unique varieties?
Okay.
Are you offering exceptional customer service? Do you have a really compelling brand story?
It's about finding your niche and like really owning it.
Right.
Now, besides that competition, what are some other challenges that, you know, these potential microgreen entrepreneurs should be prepared for?
Well, you know, let's not forget that we are dealing with a perishable product here.
That's true.
Microgreens are delicate.
They are.
They've got a shorter shelf life than, say, like a head of lettuce.
That's a good point. You don't want to end up with trays of wilting microgreens because you didn't figure out the logistics.
Right, exactly.
So how do you prevent that?
That's where efficient systems for harvesting, storage, and distribution become really, really critical.
Okay.
Your business plan needs to address these things head on.
Right.
You know, how to minimize waste and make sure that your product is getting to your customers in tip-top shape.
Right. That's key.
But on a more optimistic note, our guide does hint at some really exciting growth potential in the microgreen industry.
Okay. Let's hear some good news. What's the outlook looking like?
It's looking pretty green, I'd say.
Good one.
Globally, the microgreens market is like seriously booming. It's projected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of over 8% to reach a whopping $17 billion by 2030.
That's incredible. What's driving that kind of growth? I mean, what's fueling it?
It seems like it's a couple of key factors. One is this like increasing focus on healthy eating. People are just like so much more aware now of what they're putting into their bodies.
Right.
And then you've got this other big driver, which is the demand for locally sourced produce. It's like the perfect storm in a good way for this industry. You're tapping into these like consumer trends that are only getting stronger.
Totally. Yeah.
But it's not just about, you know, riding the wave of these trends. It's about, like you said, finding your unique space.
Exactly, yeah.
The guide even mentions, get this,
okay,
that there are 247 patents related to microgreen innovations.
Wow, that's amazing.
247 patents.
That just shows you there's still so much room for, like, creativity and innovation in this space.
There really is. So for our listener who's feeling inspired,
yeah,
what are some examples of how they could find their unique angle in this, you know, already growing market?
The possibilities are kind of endless when you really start to think about it.
Right.
Imagine like specializing in those really unique, hard to find microgreen varieties.
Mm. Maybe ones that cater to like specific dietary needs, like gluten-free or low-carb microgreens, or maybe you tap into the world of cocktails. You could be the go-to grower for those like visually stunning microgreen blends that elevate those craft cocktails.
Ooh, those are some seriously creative niche ideas.
Right.
I'm feeling inspired. So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From, you know, the nuts and bolts of business plans to this like huge potential of the microgreens market.
Yeah.
What are some like key takeaways our listeners should really think about when deciding if this is the right business for them?
You know, I think it boils down to a few things. First and foremost, passion. Growing microgreens, like any kind of farming really, requires so much dedication, attention to detail, a genuine love for the process.
Yeah, you gotta really love it.
Yeah, exactly. Do you get excited about nurturing those tiny greens? Because that enthusiasm, it's going to translate into a better product and a more fulfilling business journey for you.
Right.
But passion alone isn't enough. You also need to be comfortable with a little bit of risk and uncertainty.
Yeah.
Every business has its ups and downs.
It's about having that entrepreneurial spirit, that willingness to, you know, roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty and embrace the unknown.
Exactly. And finally, I would say, never stop learning.
Right.
The world of microgreens is constantly evolving, so stay curious, experiment.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to pivot if you need to.
This deep dive has been so packed with valuable information, I think, for anyone even remotely curious about the world of microgreens and the possibility of, you know, turning these tiny greens into a real thriving business.
It has been fun.
It has. And, you know, even if starting a business isn't your thing, incorporate more microgreens into your diet.
Always a good idea.
Always a good idea.
Until next time, happy grind, everyone.